This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're coming back to talk about fertilizer leading the variable expenses lower. We're back on this week's Ag Economic Insights. So once again, we'll visit with David Widmar. He's co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And David, let's talk about variable costs. You know, we had fixed costs last week. Variable costs out there, David. What are we seeing around farm country?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Great to be joining you again today. As you mentioned, we talked about fixed expenses earlier. We saw that things like family living, machinery costs had started to come down a little bit, especially where times were financially tough in Kansas. Machinery depreciation had slowed but not quite come down. This week, we're looking at the other side of the income statement. We're looking at variable expenses. And to do this, we looked at two different data sources. The first is the United States Department of Ag's cost of production estimate. These data are based on surveys from farmers, so the data are current up through 2015. And what we see is that at the total, in 2015, cost of production for corn was down about $13 per acre across the whole United States. That's relative to 2014, down about 2%. So we've seen this kind of work down a little bit. Specifically with variable costs, those were down about $22 per acre, or about 6%. So variable costs down more than total, and that's because, as we talked about last time, fixed expenses at the U.S. level were actually up in total. So we've seen a little bit of come down there. But when we dive into the specific components of variable costs, what are the variable costs? Seed, fertilizer, fuel, crop protection. When we dive into those, we've really seen that fertilizer has been the biggest driver of the decreases. And that's going to be a theme throughout all of the results today. At the U.S. level, in 2015, fertilizer was down $11 per acre. Now, variable costs were down $22 per acre in total, so half of all of that decrease from 14 to 15 was from fertilizer.
David, your research there at Purdue University has shown what the budgets were for 2014 through 2016. What did they say?
Yeah, so at Purdue, we have some data that looks into 2016. So here we are able to get a little more current. We compared 2014 to 2016. And again, same story. We've seen that total variable expenses out of the Purdue crop budgets down about $33 per acre. That's about 8% lower. 21 of those $33 came out of fertilizer. Again, a full two-thirds of that cost reduction activity that we've seen has come from fertilizer. The other source that we've seen of big declines at the U.S. level and at the Purdue crop budgets are the energies, machinery fuel, vehicle fuel, electricity, and irrigation fuel or irrigation electricity for those parts of the country that's applicable. Those have also came down substantially. And so especially in parts of Nebraska where they're irrigating, that's been a big help to see those come down as well. So, again, we've seen this come down, the variable expenses, but again, fertilizer is the biggest source of that decline.
All right, as we look forward to 2017, what do farmers need to keep in mind?
So we expect, without some sort of a rally that's sustained in the grain commodities, so we've seen the rallies go up and come back down, but we need to see a sustained rally. Otherwise, producers are going to start to continue to work their costs down, their variable cost and their fixed costs. Now, to date, a lot of our improvements in our cost structure have come from fertilizer. When we think about how many acres of corn we plant in the U.S. this year, very large corn planting crops, and we think about energy prices that haven't continued the trend downward, so we have stabilized energy prices, large corn crop in the U.S., we think that it's going to be hard to see additional cost savings coming out of fertilizer. Fertilizer prices aren't probably going to decrease as much into 2017 as they did into 2016. In fact, they could be set up for a little bit of price risk to the upside next year.
That's David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with this week's program. If you'd like some more information, of course, you can go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it at the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights.